Hey guys, Felicia here. I hope that you had a great time listening to Attorney Anitra's legal therapy series that just ended last week. Very excited for that. Great content. Definitely nuggets dropped. I think over the course of the next however many months we have here before the end of the year, I think I'm going to work on unpacking a lot of what she was talking about as far as when you're still a pet, like before you become a threat. I want to get you to the place where you're on a fast track, where promoting you is a no-brainer. That's what my sweet spot is. Attorney Anitra is there when, you know, the shit goes south and you need to get your best possible outcome and get your money. But either way, between the two of us and hopefully more people that I'm finding that can help fill this void for us, that focus on getting us our best possible outcomes while we're working in these corporate spaces, I definitely want to bring you guys resources. Like, one thing I had always promised myself with the podcast is that we would focus on resources and tactics, making sure that you got, you know, exactly what you needed to be successful at work. I don't know why it's so hard to be successful at work. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I know that I do great work. Like, I know I'm good at what I do, but I think what I struggle with is that I don't love it. I don't love the work that I do for my 9-to-5, the work that actually pays my bills right now. And I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I get to do the work that I actually love to do? Which part of that work is like helping you get this money? I would rather be spending all my time doing that. But instead, reality, gotta pay bills, student loans, mortgages, rent, living. I like to eat. I like nice things. I got expensive habits. So I say all that to say what that means for you is over the course of the next 3 months, as we round out the rest of the year, I'm going to be really focusing on, you know, how do I really bring you what you need and be fun and engaging and, like, you know, let you know that you're not in this alone. That's my sole purpose for this podcast. And there's so many other things that I want to do, guys. Like, so many other things. Like, I'm working on things. It's going to be really exciting. So all of you who have been rocking with me since, you know, 2018, when this podcast officially launched as a podcast, or even people in the Dallas area who were listening to me when I was on DFWI radio every Monday for those few months I was on DFWI radio, like, I know that there's something here that needs to be out in the world. And so I'm not going to give up. I've wanted to give up. I'm going to be honest. There are a lot of times that I want to give up because I'm just tired, y'all. I'm getting older and I'm tired. I'm sure y'all can relate because I work. I work a lot, even though I probably shouldn't work so much, but I do work a lot. And working on different things. So it's not just like for my, you know, corporate gig, but then also, I give a lot of time to a lot of people. I need to stop giving time for free. That's what I need to stop doing. I want to talk to y'all today, though, about something I just did. And again, this is more of an update episode, so this ain't a real episode. I didn't produce this. If I ramble a little bit, please forgive me, but I had to share this with y'all. So it is approximately 2:00 in the morning Eastern time on Thursday, which now technically is Friday. And I was working on some stuff for the podcast after working all day. All the things that I'm working on to bring this whole machine to life, right? And I looked at my calendar and I need to meet with my direct report and do her end-of-year review. And I'm just like, I'm not going to be in the right headspace for this in a couple hours. Like, and I looked at my calendar and I didn't have really any other meetings tomorrow. And I was like, you know what? Mental health day. Mental health day. Because I need a mental health day. One. Two. You know, it's been a long week and I need to recognize and listen to myself. And I've been up really late all this week. And so I'm just kind of burnt from the week and all that went on. And I need a break. And so I looked at my calendar. Seemed like opportune time. I mean, I hate to move my direct reports meeting because this is the second time I've moved it, maybe the third. It is important to me. And I want to take the right amount of time to really like make sure I understand the process and make sure I'm understanding what I need to do. And then make sure we have a good conversation that sets her up for success. I want to make sure I do that. I owe her that as her manager. And that's what any good manager would do. And I want to be a good manager. And so I'm going to do that. But that means I'm moving with this meeting because I can't give unless I make sure I am filled so that I can pour out. And so sometimes you have to say, fuck it. I'm taking a mental health day, even if it's 2:00 in the morning. And I literally sent my boss and my direct report a meeting invite that's like, sick day. I'm not going to be in tomorrow. Don't bother me. I'm going to sleep in and I'm going to prepare and get my mind right and spend time for me and do things that I need to do for me. And I need you guys to get comfortable with doing that. Do you know how hard that would have been for me a couple years ago? And it shouldn't have been, but it would have been. And I would have been worried about like, oh, what is my boss going to think about me? And oh, what is this going to say to the organization? And oh, what if my direct report is mad? Let me tell y'all something. I don't give a fuck anymore about what anything and anybody about work thinks over what I need for myself. And you know what? I am now more productive. I do better work now because I have realized that me taking care of myself allows me to do a better job. It's a part of the equation. It's a part of the success equation that we don't talk about enough. And we say a lot of things, but how many times have you felt guilty for putting yourself first? And I need you to be honest because I'm telling you, I have felt so guilty so many times. And been so concerned and worried about somebody else's feelings and what they thought and all this. And I'm telling you, that walking on eggshells through this, you can't live your best life like that. Like, you truly have to put yourself first and you have to get in that mindset. And for some reason, we have been socialized to sit here and be martyrs. We have been taught that we need to sacrifice the right thing to do. Who taught us this shit? This is what I need you to do. I need you, when you are about to put something before yourself, I need you to take a moment. I need you to think about what's your intention for doing that and what is you going to get out of it? Because if you're not going to get anything from it and you're just giving, and you're not doing some filling. And listen, notice, I didn't say you're not doing some taking. Listen to my words. You have to fill yourself before you can pour out. This whole running on fumes, running on empty shit, that shit doesn't work for long. That's some bullshit. That whole, I can sleep when I'm dead, that's some bullshit. And that's gonna lead you to either an early grave or early body breakdown, mental breakdown that just won't serve you and won't allow you to do anything that you need to do on this earth for anybody. You have to pour from a full cup, which means you have to get your cup filled. You have to. And so if you sitting there and it's like 7 o'clock and you're like, oh, I need to send some emails. But I'm tired. Take your tired ass. Go lay down or go do something that gives your mind a break. Watch some TV. Watch the Tyler Perry Show. I like sisters. I'll admit it. Don't tell nobody, though. But still, like, go do something that allows your brain to rest and recharge. Take a mental health day. Just do it. When it's hooky day, shout out to Raina. When it's hooky day, go do hooky day. Do it. Give yourself permission. Don't worry about the consequences, because guess what? It won't really be any. You know why? Because your cog in the machine of whatever company or workplace you're working for, like, they'll figure this shit out. They will literally figure this shit out. You are not so important that if you took a day off, all the shit would fall apart. And if you are that important, you need to ask for more fucking money. If all the shit fall apart because you take a mental health day, ask for my money. Be like, y'all don't pay me enough. I left here for one goddamn day and all this shit fell apart because I wasn't here. Oh, no. I want more money. Like, real talk. All right. Rant over. The point is, I'm doing okay. I'm finally gonna move to one location for a little while. I'm getting myself situated so that I can continue to produce and bring you more content. I'm actually looking for some people to join my team, for some producers and some content creators and social media companies and agencies. Listen, 2022, God, please let the panorama be over, but 2022 is going to be the truest year yet. Thank you for riding with me. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for just hanging in here and taking this ride, because, ooh, Lord have mercy. It's a hell of a ride, ain't it? Shout out to all my coaching clients. May you even get more money. You know, in the past, like, year plus with the pandemic, I mean, I've had coaching clients see increases of $20,000 to $44,000 just from one call with me, just because they needed some direction. So if you feel like you need some direction on some shit, calendar's open. I'm taking a few individual clients. In 2022, we're going to revamp the whole model, because time, energy, money, y'all, you got to work smarter, not harder. And this information, y'all, it should just be out there for all of us. Like, nobody should go to work walking on eggshells. Nobody. You should go to work confident, clear, with intention, everything you do and say, every day, with no worries about what he said or what she said or getting distracted by shit. Like, it's so many distractions. That's what I'm learning right now. It's so many distractions. And really and truly, you need to have the skill to drive for clarity, to lead in your lane, to understand how to set your boundaries, and then how to maneuver and get promoted. Like, I don't know why they don't teach these things. These are things that I wish I knew and I now understand. It was like big aha moments. And I just want the whole world to know, like, work doesn't have to be the way work is. And I'm so happy that the world is changing. So with that said, I ain't gonna hold y'all. This is just a little update. Shout out to Attorney Anitra. Thank you for holding it down while I'm on this little hiatus. Next up in hopefully October, because this is so important to me, I am going to have Arena come back and talk to you about the things that you need to do to mitigate burnout, how not to get burned out in the first place, but if you are burned out, how to recognize that, and then what to do once you realize, oh shit, I'm burned out. You know, what steps to take to get not burned out, because you being burnt out ain't good for your health. And you just taking days off your life, like, don't do that. And quality of life, like, you may still be here all the days you're supposed to be here, but are you gonna be broke down and downtrodden mentally and physically because you didn't fill your cup? So have Arena come share with y'all. Guys, she gonna take over the show. It's gonna be a hooky takeover. I'm so excited for this. I only mentioned it to her. She doesn't know. Like, we really doing this. So, Arena, if you listen to this episode, like, you know what it is. Shout out to my friends. Shout out to my family and my cousins. It's been a lot, y'all. I've experienced people passing my family during this pandemic. I've experienced, you know, this pandemic, but then there was some good things that happened and some unexpected good things. And I say all that to say, just hold on. Just hold on. No situation is permanent. Tomorrow is always a new day. And a lot of times when I'm in that meeting and mediocre Bob is getting on my goddamn nerves, I have to remind myself that cussing him out won't really help my cause. It may feel good in this moment, but what is it going to do after? And so I let mediocre Bob make it, and I live another day. So don't get caught up, don't get distracted, stay focused on what you need and getting what you need and getting to where you need to go, and don't let all that little other stuff distract you. That's just the devil being busy. He be using people, they don't even know. Devil be using people tough, man, especially at work. The devil loves workplace. I'm telling y'all, just love the workplace. Why? Because every fear and insecurity and funky little personality is at work. So I want y'all to remember who you are and who you are, and just try your best every day. That's it. And also, if that's possible outcome, don't quit your job. I know you may want to quit your job. If somebody in my spirit is telling me to say this, if somebody listens to this podcast is like, I really need to quit my job. No, you don't.
Don't quit your job. Let them people fire you, okay? So you can at least get unemployment. Don't you quit your job. Unless you got something else lined up, you already passed the background check, and it really is time for you to put in your notice, don't you quit your job. Make them make you leave. And before they make you leave, get an attorney in Nitro or get you an employment attorney and see if you can get a settlement. She talked about it in her episode. So, listen, we want to be smarter about how we move in these workplaces. Okay? That's what we're here for. So, I love y'all. And I'll be talking with y'all soon. There probably won't be any more episodes in September. We'll probably start back with Raina's episodes in October. I might come back with a couple updates. Maybe I'll come back with just some little mentor minutes or whatever. But for right now, I gotta get moved, get situated. Raina will be on. And then after that, we will keep doing what we do and producing some dope-ass content that helps you at work every week. All right? All right. So until next time, let us touch and agree. And just know that we're going to be all right. In the words of our poet Kendrick, we're going to be all right. All right. I love you guys. And I'll talk with y'all soon. Until next time, keep it trill.
The Trill NBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.